We're doing daf Nun Vav Amdez, and we're continuing about dreams, all about dreams. So we are up to four lines on top of the page. Shaul ben Dama ben Achoz Rabbi Shmuel, asked Rabbi Shmuel, ben Dama, the nephew of Rabbi Shmuel, asked Rabbi Shmuel the following. Reisi shnei lachia shenashu, I saw in a dream that my two jaws became dislocated. So that seems like it's a bad dream, right? So Amari said, no, shnei gedudei Rami yosra lachia Rav Mesu. It means that there were two Roman officers that were plotting an evil plot against you, and they died. That's what the dream means. I saw in my dream that my nostrils fell out. That seems like a pretty bad dream. So charon af nistalik mimecha. No, it means that there's charon af. God's anger has left you, has gone from you. So God's not angry at you anymore. So it's a good thing. Oh yeah, well I saw two of my hands got cut off in a dream. That's got to be a bad thing. Now that means you're never going to have to work for a living because you're going to have plenty of parnasa. I saw two of my legs were cut off. My legs were cut off. That's got to be bad. No, that means you're going to have a horse to ride on and you're not going to have to use your legs in order to transport yourself from one place to another. He says, yeah, but I also saw in a dream that they told me that I'm going to die in Adar and I'm not going to see Nisan. That's got to be pretty bad, especially if it's Adar. No, it doesn't mean the month of Adar. It means with the sense of Hadar, of glory, of nice, of beauty, and you're not going to have Nisayon. It doesn't mean the month of Nisan. It means you're not going to have to face Nisyonos, challenges in life. So main point number one, seemingly very bad dreams were really signs of good things to come. Tzduki said to Rabbi Shmuel, I saw in my dream that I was giving oil to olives to drink. Olives were drinking up oil that I was feeding them, which is highly unusual because normally oil comes out of olives, does not go back into olives. So very unusual. Armalei Baalimo, he says, oh, you probably slept with your mother because normally a child comes out of his mother, doesn't go back into his mother. Armalei Chazoy Dekatav Likuchva, he says, I saw that I uprooted a star in a dream. I cut out a star from the heavens. Armalei Baisrael Ganafta, that must mean that you have kidnapped a Jew because the Jewish people are compared to the stars of the sky. Armalei Chazoy Debalati Likuchva, I saw that I ate the star. No, that must mean that you sold the Jew that you kidnapped and you enjoyed the benefits of that money. I saw in my dream that my eyes were way too close together. They were like kissing each other. So that means you slept with your own sister. I saw I was kissing the moon. So that means you slept with the wife of a Jewish man. He says, I saw that I was trampling on the shade of an asa tree, of an asa branch. Amle ba'al narim rasa. That means that you slept with a girl, a young girl, who had erison with another man. Amle chazay tunum elay v'humi tasay. I saw shade that should have been above me, but it was really beneath me. Amle mishkav chafuch. That means when you slept with all these people, you were on the bottom instead of on the top. Amle chazay orvay dahadri lupuria. I saw the ravens that were returning back to the bed. Amle ish chazin samei anashim arbe. That means your wife has slept with a lot of other men. I saw the same thing, but with doves instead of ravens. So that means you slept with a lot of other women. I saw that I was trying to hold on to two doves, but they flew away. That means you married two women, and they left you without a get, without you giving them a get. I saw that I was peeling eggs. Bei in Aramaic is eggs. How do you say it in Hebrew? Beitza. That's why many people call Maseches Beitza Maseches Beya. Armalei Shachvi Kamishalachas says, if you saw that you were peeling eggs, it means that you have stripped the clothing off of a dead person. So Amrle, the Tzduki said, okay, listen, Kulu Isnubi, you've been guessing right so far. All of these things that you said about me are true. I've done all of these things. Bar Meha Delese. But come on. Taking clothing off a dead man, give me some credit. I never did that. So Adahachi Vahachi Asya Ha Itza, while they were having this conversation, a certain woman came, Vamarle, and said to him, Hai Glima de Machasa de Gavarploni who demis Vashalachte. Oh, the clothing that you're wearing belongs to so and so, and you should know he just died and you had taken that clothing off of him. So it turns out that he did strip off the clothing off of a dead person or a person who was dead right now. He says, you know, I also saw in a dream that my father left me money in a place called Kaputkia. So do you know of anything of value that you have in Kaputkia? He said, no. Do you know if your father ever used to go to Kaputkia? No, all his business trips, I never remember him going to Kaputkia. Imkain, he says, if that's the case, Kaputkia doesn't mean the place of Kaputkia. It must be referring to something else. Kafa Kishura Deka. It means that you should check the top of a beam. Asara Zil Chazi Kafa Deka Asara. Zil Chazi Kafa Deresh Asara Shimalei Azuze. Go check the top of the 10th beam in your house. It's probably full of all the hidden money. Azul Ashkach Shimalei Azuze. And he went and he checked, and sure enough, that's where all the money was hidden away. So, main point number two, Rabbi Shmuel showed how that Stuki's dreams were all about his many averos. And now we're going to move on to discuss if you see very specific items in a dream, what they might symbolize when you see these highly specific things. Amar Rabbi Chanina, haro be'er b'chalom. If you see a spring of water in a dream, roa shalom, that means that you're going to see peace. Shenamar v'yach brav de Yitzchak v'nachal v'yimtzu sham be'er mayim chayim. That a be'er is called chayim, and Rabbi Nosson Amar matza Torah. Rabbi Nosson says, no, it means you'll find Torah. Shenamar ki motze matza chayim. That Torah is a reference to chayim as well. What? Ah, good. Uksiv ha'cha be'er mayim chayim. And it says by a be'er that a be'er is chayim. Rava Amar chayim mamish. No, if you see a be'er, it means you're literally going to find life. Amar Rabbi Chanan, Shalosh Shlomo Sein, there are three things that signify peace when you see them in a dream. Nahar, Sipar, Ukdera. A river, a bird, and a kettle. In fact, there is a book written by the current Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivas Neri Yisrael in Baltimore, Rabbi Aaron Feldman, called The River, the Kettle, and the Bird. It's about this Gemara and the Gross interpretation of this Gemara. That it's a book all about shalom bayis, about how to get along with other people in general, but in particular with a wife, with a spouse. And he talks about three different types of peace. There's peace of cooperation, that we cooperate, and therefore like a river to cities that have a trade, where they trade things through the river, they're just cooperating. Then you have a higher level of cooperation, like a kettle, where you put water in a pot and then you put it on a fire and it cooks the water. See, if you didn't have the pot and you just had the water and you tried to put that on a fire, it would just extinguish the fire. If you just had the pot and you didn't have the water and you put that on a fire, it wouldn't do anything. So it's only the combined efforts of the each one with its own role, not just trade, but each one providing something unique that the other one can't do, that together they're able to accomplish something. And then the highest level of shalom, he says, is the bird, because the bird is two different organisms, so to speak. The bird can fly and the bird can walk, but the way it flies affects the way it walks, and the way it walks affects the way it flies. So everything is all connected to each other, and that's the highest level of shalom, something like that. So I don't remember exactly. The pasuk says, "Nahar." How do I know that a nahar is a reference to peace? Because the pasuk says, "Kinahar shalom." Tzipar, how do I know a bird is a reference to peace? Tzchiv, kitzipar, mafos, ken yogin, Hashem, tzvakos. Kedera, how do I know? Pad is a reference to peace. Tzchiv, Hashem, tishbos, shalom, lano. Tishbos is a lashon of what you do with a pad. So it says, shalom. I'm Rabbi Chanina, ubekedera, shein, babasa. But that's only if what you saw in the dream was a pot that doesn't have any meat in it. Shenemar, we change it to, the gear says change, Shenemar. Ufarsuk, asher, besir, ukubasar, betoch, kalachas. I'm Rabbi Shur ben Levi. Haro and Nor b'chalom. If you see a river in a dream, Yashkim v'yomer in yinote ele kenar shalom. Kodim shen kamen pasach achar ki yovu kenar tsar. What we're about to go through, and this is the first of many, is if you see certain things in a dream, it might be a bad omen or a good omen, so you should quickly say a pasuk that highlights that thing in a positive light before you come across anything that might highlight it in a negative light. And that way it will be like a pisron of your chalom, it will be like an interpretation of your dream in a positive way. Haroat tzipar b'chalom, if you see a bird in a dream, yashkim yomar, ki tzipar mafos ken yogein. Kodim shekaymen pasuk acher, before you have a bad pasuk, ki tzipar nadadas min kana. Haroat kedera b'chalom, if you see a part in a dream, yashkim yomar, Hashem tishpo shalom, about peace, kodim shekaymen pasuk acher, before you have another pasuk of shvos hasir shvos. Haroa anavim b'chalom, if you see grapes in a dream, yashkim yomar, kanavim b'midbar, kodim shekaymen pasuk acher, anavim. Haroa har b'chalom. If you see a mountain, yashkim yomer ma novu al harim ragli mevaser kodim sheikamen pasgachar alarm asa bechi v'nehi is obviously a bad thing. That's crying and groaning. Haroa shofar b'chalom. If you see a shofar in a dream, yashkim yomer vayo b'yomer yitakov shofar gadol. You should read the pasuk about the shofar that's blown to herald the coming of Mashiach. Right, kodim sheikamen pasgachar tikul shofar begiva instead of the pasuk of tikul shofar. Give a, which it would be a, which is about, I'm not sure what it's about, but it's a bad thing. Haroa kelev b'chalom. If you see a dog in a dream, yashkim yomer l'chol b'nei Yisrael lo yachratz kelev l'shono. That for all the Jew, to all the Jewish people, the dog did not wag its tongue. When was that? Right, but it's Mitzrayim. I just wanted to say for today, someone wanted to suggest that that's the basis for the minhag to steal the afikomen. How is that the basis for the minhag to steal the afikomen? So what scares away robbers? Dogs. Dogs scare away robbers. So we want to show that dogs don't have any effect on us. On the night of the Seder, Chol B'nei Yisrael Yechretz Kelev L'shono. So what do? We steal things. So we steal the Afikomen as a sign that dogs don't have any effect on us. That is most likely, in fact, definitely not really the source for stealing the Afikomen, especially since there's an explicit Gemara, Pesachim Kuf Tes Amud Aleph, that tells us that Chotfin Matzos B'Leilei Pesachim K'dei She'yishla Atinokos V'Leishanim, that we grab matzos on the night of the Seder so that kids won't fall asleep. So it most likely has something to do with that Gemara. Okay, no big deal. So kodesh shekar men pasukach. Before you read a bad pasuk about dogs, va'klav mazin efesh. Haro ariba chalom. If you see a lion in a dream, yashkem yomer aryeh sha'ag milo yira. The lion roars. Who's not afraid? Kodesh shekar men pasukacher. Ola aryeh misvachel. That the lion comes out of his whatever you call where lions stay. Haro teglachas bechalom. No, it's not the den. It's like his lair. You know, lair. Harot iglachas bechalom. If someone sees a haircut in a dream, yashkim v'yomer ve'igalich ve'chalif simlosav. The pasuk by Yosef when he was about to be taken out of jail to when he was taken out of jail to interpret Paro's dreams. Kodem shekamen pasuk acher. Before you read the bad pasuk about a haircut, im galachti v'sarmi meni kochi. If you only give me a haircut, I will lose all of my strength. Shem shalagibar. Harot be'er bechalom. If someone sees a spring of water in a dream, yashkim v'yomer ber ma'im chayim. You should say the pasuk ber ma'im chayim. Kodem shekamen pasuk acher. If you see a reed in a dream, that the thing about a reed is no matter how strong the waves and the water that crash up against the reed are, it will bend but it will not break. So it's the ideal item to have in the water no matter how strong the force is. That if you use a reed as a cane, you will fall because it is not a good cane. It will crumble under the weight of a person. So that would be a bad pasuk about a reed. Tanu Rabbanan. Actually, let's do main points number 3. We're up to. The Gemara gives a whole list of what it means when you see different things in a dream, different specific things in a dream. I'm not going to go through what they are in the main point. And I guess main point number 4 is certain dreams can go both ways, so you should say a positive pasuk. And we have more of those coming up. Dreams that can go both ways, so you try to say a positive pasuk right away. Now we have a brisa that talks about seeing a reed in a dream, and the brisa says something a little bit different. If you see a reed in a dream, yitzap el chachma, you should hope for wisdom, you should expect wisdom. Shenemar, kana chachma. Kanim, if you see multiple reeds, yitzap el bina, you should expect bina. What's the difference between chachma and bina? Good. Bina is to love and davar mitoch davar, to see that which lies beneath the surface, more intuitive thinking. Chachma is to comprehend what's in front of you. Bina is to be able to uncover what's not in front of you. And that's why women are considered to have bina yisera. That is, research has proven that to be correct, that women are more intuitive. If you show them a face of someone who's sad or happy or whatever, even just the eyes, they're more likely to be able to tell you what the mood of the person is. Whereas men tend to be more, what do they say, that women are, they have bina yisera, but they are no Daitan Kalos, right? Daitan Kalos in terms of Das, it's more Kal, different types of wisdom. Shenamar, but because men and women are not exactly the same. Shock of all shocks. Shenamar, V'chol Kininach Karavina. Amra Bezera, Kara, Kura, Kira, Kanya, Kulu Malu L'chalma. If you see a gourd, a heart of palm, wax, or a reed, all of those things are good things to see in a dream. Tanya, Einmar and Delun El Mishu Yireish Maim Kol Kolchem. You're only going to see a melon, a gourd in a dream if you are Yireish Maim with all your strength. Haroa Shor B'chalom, if you see an ox in a dream, Yashkim Yomer B'chor Shor Adrolo, you should quickly say the pasuk of B'chor Shor Adrolo, Kodim Shekan Ben a pasuk Acher, Ki Yigach Shor Es Ish, before another pasuk, the negative pasuk about a shor, about how a shor gores a man. Tan Rabban, Chamish Advarim Nemru B'shor, there are five things that we say about dreams relating to a shor. Ha'ochel Mi B'saro, if you see yourself eating shor meat in a dream, Mis Asher, means you're going to become rich. Nagcho, having the bottom shem nachem b'torah. If you see that a shor was goring, it means you can have children who gore in Torah. Is that a good thing to gore in Torah? So yeah, pashas means that they'll fight the milchamta shel Torah, because Torah is supposed to be done b'milchama with some, an animated attitude and energy and fighting. Esvev b'sufa, the Gemara Kedusha says that you're supposed to be ka'ivim zezeh. You fight with the chavrusa. Nashcho, if you see that he bit you in a dream, yisurim banalav, means you're going to suffer. Ba'ato, if you see that he kicked you in a dream, derech rechok and nizdam nalav, that means you're going to have to travel a long way. Rachvo, if you see that you were riding on an ox in a dream, olal gedula, means you're going to be you're going to rise to a position of prominence, or you'll join the rodeo. Va'tanya, rachvo meis, but doesn't the Braisa say that if you ride, what?
It's a sport.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was just referring to. Vatanya rachva meis, but doesn't it say that if you ride on it, it's a sign you're going to die? So lo kasha had the rachav hula tura, had the rachav tura l'didei. No, it depends what your dream was. If your dream was you were riding the ox, that's a good thing. If your dream was the ox is riding you, not so good. Haroa chamor b'chalom. If you see a donkey in a dream, yitzapi liYeshua. You should hope for Yeshua, for salvation, for Mashiach. Shenemar hinei malkecha. Mashiach is described as coming as an ani rochev al chamar. So if you see a chamar, that means that Yeshua is on its way. Haro chatul b'chalom. What's a chatul? A cat. Ba'asu dekar le shunra. So in a place where they call a cat a shunra, naslo shira na'a. That means that there's going to be a nice song that's made for you. Shinra, but in a place where they don't call a cat a shunra, but a shinra, naslo shinra ra, means something is about to change for the bad. Haroa anovim b'chalom. If you see grapes in a dream, levanos, if they are white grapes, bein bizman and bein shalom bizman, and whether they are in season or not in season, yafos, it's a good thing. Shcharos, if you see black grapes, bizman and yafos, shalom bizman and raos. If they're in season, it's a good thing. If they're not in season, it's a bad thing. Haroa sus lovan bechalom. If you see a white horse in a dream, bein benachas, bein beroduf yafalo. Whether the horse is relaxing or whether the horse is galloping, it's good to see a white stallion in a dream. Adom, if you see a red horse in a dream, benachas yafe, if it's relaxing, that's good. But beroduf kasha, if you see it galloping, that's bad. Haroa Yishmael bechalom. If you see Yishmael in a dream, tfilaso nishmaas, your tfila will be heard. Why? Why Yishmael? Why is he the symbol of tefillah being heard? Lots of people prayed and had their tefillahs heard. So there's something more obvious over here. His name is Yishmael, that God will listen, right? So V'dafka Yishmael ben Avram, but still it only works if the Yishmael you see is Yishmael ben Avram, the Yishmael ben Avram. Na aval teya bial malo, but if you stop see an Arab whose name is Ismail, so that's not going to work. It's got to be that you see the actual Yishmael. Haroa gamal b'chalom, if you see a camel in a dream, misa niklasla min hashamayim v'tzilum imena, then it means that death has been ordained from heaven, but he was saved from it, meaning that there was a decree against him and he was saved. Am Rabbi Chama b'Rabbi Chanina, Mikra, what's the pasuk that teaches us this, about a camel? V'anochi erilim chametzrayim v'anochi elcha gamalo. Gamalo is a nutrikon of gamal. Gamalo. What? Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak Amar Mehachas from the following pasuk: Gam Hashem Avir Chatascha Lo Tamus. Hara Pinchas Bechalom. If you see Pinchas in a dream, Pelanasala, wondrous thing is going to happen or has happened. Hara Pil Bechalom. If you see an elephant in a dream, Plaos Nasulo, many wondrous things have happened for him, or will happen. Pilim, Pile Plaus Naslov. You see a stampede of elephants, you see a whole bunch of elephants, then wondrous things are going to happen. But Tanya, but didn't the Bryce say, Kol Mine Chayos Yafun Lechalam Chutz Min Apilim Min Akov? Didn't we learn that all sorts of wild beasts are good to see in a dream, except for an elephant and a monkey? Lo Kasha. Hadamisrik, Hadalamisrik. It depends if it has a saddle on its back or not. If it has a saddle on its back, that's a good thing. If it doesn't have a saddle on its back, then that is a bad thing. So other types of wild animals, apparently, regardless of whether it has a saddle on its back, are always a good thing to see. Okay. Oh, longest